Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've said before, the reason why I get really frustrated with what's going on in this country is I think there are easier answers to things. And we look at these situations as very complex and unsolvable. For example, the gender dysphoria issue. I think parents, teachers, doctors are extremely overwhelmed by what's happening now in terms of a child and a young child not wanting to be the gender they are. And what was once a very rare condition to not stand your body and want to be in another body than the one you have is now starting to become a lot more common. And society is panicking about this. And one reason that is making people uneasy is you have medical societies in one country differing from medical societies in another. So whereas in Europe, they're like, guys, I think we need to study this a little bit more. I don't think we have enough evidence to say that these hormone puberty blockers and hormone transitioning and surgeries are the safest thing for children. But on the flip side, in America, you have the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and American Psychiatric Association all supporting affirmative model towards gender dysphoric kids. The board members of the AAP voted to reaffirm their 2018 guidance recommending sex changes for gender dysphoric youth when they met in Itasca, Illinois. They did recommend for further review of their medical guidance, but the AAP's 2018 guidance recommends that youth who identify as transgender be met with a non-judgmental approach that helps children feel safe in society that too often marginalizes or stigmatizes those seen as different. Now, England, Norway, Sweden have moved away from offering sex changes to minors due to their experimental nature. So when you have this unsettling, well, how come doctors are differing on this? I think the solution is easier. And you know, one is anybody who's going to do any sort of medical changes, right, has to give informed consent. And if you have an individual that is not able to give informed consent and understand all the ramifications, right, then that's not technically informed consent. So when you ask an 8-9-year-old if they don't care about getting pregnant later, the average 8-9-year-old can't conceptualize that. Right? So you need a parent. Unfortunately, there's a lot of disagreement on if parents could give proper informed consent. Well, they have been for tonsils taken out, for appendectomies, for medical procedures. But the big thing we need to figure out is, are we using the term gender dysphoria wrong on a lot of these kids? True gender dysphoria, where you, since birth, don't understand why you have a penis, don't understand why you have a vagina, where in your mind, you are something else. Now, me, I always thought I was supposed to be a blonde, beautiful woman, and my body didn't match that. I had to adjust. You know, I mean, my body is not what my mind is telling it to be. But, all right, I'm not going to be a beautiful bombshell. I'm going to have to dye my hair blonde. I'll have to work on it. But a true gender dysphoric child is rare, and it's very, very challenging. And these kids need help. To be in a body that you don't want, they could hurt their body. They could try to remove their genitalia. They could hurt themselves. They need help. Is that the same definition of what's going on now with kids in school? When I'm hearing teachers on the first day of school are asking kids, choose your pronouns. Are you a boy or girl? And if you don't feel like being a boy or girl, no problem. You don't have to be a boy or girl. And then the kids are like, wait, so does that mean now I have to change? I have to... I mean, are we having a group of quote-unquote gender dysphoric kids that might not actually be truly gender dysphoric? So if that's the case, then the AAP is right. When you have a child with honest-to-God gender dysphoria, and they cannot, they're obsessing about being in a body they're not supposed to be in, where the penis is wrong, the vagina is wrong, you got to support them. And we have to come up with a plan for them. And we have to realize that sometimes the transitioning might not still be enough. Because it's a fake penis or it's a fake vagina that's being created, an artificial one. So true gender dysphoria, of course the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Psychiatric Association are going to want to support that. That's what we do in medicine. But a child going, you know what? Today, I don't want to be Lisa. Today, I want to be Bill. Okay? Kids change their identity all the time. Doesn't mean they have to have medical treatment. So we need to kind of figure out what exactly is our definition. The easy solution is we need criteria for what is true gender dysphoria and what is questioning their gender identity. You could question your identity. People question their identity all the time. They question their religion. They question their roots. They question if their parents are really their parents. They question if they're a good person or a bad person. They question if they, people will always question. That doesn't necessarily mean they're truly gender dysphoric. And before we start to mutilate kids who cannot give informed consent, we better come up with better criteria. And so I think we could much easily solve this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-GOCDALI. So Northeastern University has been given $17.5 million by the CDC to find the next infectious disease pandemic. They are going to be an innovation center focused on infectious disease detection and preparation. Center for Advanced Epidemic Analytics and Predictive Modeling Technology, or EPISTORM, will help detect and prepare the United States for the next outbreak of infectious disease, especially in rural areas. This is according to Northeastern University in Boston. The funds will be used to coordinate the work of various consortium members across the U.S. to prepare local communities for outbreaks, including RSV and the seasonal flu. If we could tell hospitals even 1 or 2 weeks in advance that the numbers will go up, that they will have to make room for 2 or 3 more emergency or ICU beds, that can make a difference. This is according to Northeastern Professor Alessandro Vespignani. We want to be a place, they say, where there is a national weather service for epidemics and epidemic threats. Now, I think that's cool. There's pros and cons. But on the outset, that's kind of what the CDC was supposed to be doing all along. So I hope this isn't costing us any more money. This is kind of what the CDC is supposed to have been doing anyway. But I am glad that they are recruiting universities. The Epistorm Center is going will lead a group of universities, healthcare organizations, and private companies in the research. Neighboring Boston University, as well as Indiana University, University of Florida, UCSD, and California, are all educational institutions in the consortium. Other group members include Los Alamos National Library, Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center, Concentric Ginkgo Bioworks, Maine Health and Northern Light Health, New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services, Maine Department of Health and Human Services, and the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists are also represented in the group. According to Fox News, the center will be using tools like AI, machine learning, wastewater surveillance to help the U.S. make informed decisions about future outbreaks of infectious disease, and it'll be the place where there will be monitoring, forecasting, scenario analysis for the country about all possible threats. So, what's going on here? Why now? Don't we already have this? Aren't we already paying the CDC? Aren't we already doing surveillance? What is this? Is it that we dropped the ball? Remember when there were all those foodborne illnesses? This was after marijuana got legalized. And then I think it was 2017, 2018, just every day there was some restaurant or something that had some foodborne illness. And the FDA said, you see, this is why we need money and we need more people. We don't have enough people. Like, what? I thought you guys already have thousands of people. So what's going on with this? Well, one is, I think they need to show the country that whatever they were doing, they're going to look like they are improving on. So they need to show that they have dedicated people. Now, that could be so then there's blame. You know, maybe the CDC has gotten so much criticism and flack for what they did during the pandemic that they think people aren't going to listen to them or people aren't going to want to fund them. But you have a Boston University that is saying, hey, guys, this is what we're finding. Even though we're being funded by the CDC, people may be like, okay, we're going to listen. So my guess is the big thing, one of the big things that's happening is people are not listening to the CDC. Right now, the CDC is our go-to. I still use the CDC. You have to. It is our go-to for what's going on with the flu, what's going on with COVID. But the CDC has been compromised. We saw it got political. We saw it bowed to pressure and it didn't use medical thinking. The CDC looks like it was run by politicians. People don't look at Dr. Walensky or the input from Dr. Fauci as being objective. They thought that they were puppets. So this helps the image of where, you know, some people might think they're puppets anyway, but this helps the image of, look, we are recruiting other professionals that don't look like they're employed by the government, even though they're getting a grant. Number two is we have capability now to track what's going on in the sewer systems. So the sewer surveillance is going to possibly be one of the more accurate ways to detect infectious disease. Because the average person is not going to the doctor anymore. They're using telemedicine. They're like, I have flu, I have COVID. And so nobody's verifying that. Now, Google tried to help. If you remember a few years ago, before the pandemic, Google said we could tell when flu is coming because of the Google searches. When you saw an uptick in Google searches, a fever, cough, body aches, they could see what people had based on their Google searches. Now, I don't think that's the most accurate, but there is an association. Somebody's kid is sick, they're going to look it up on Google. But what's happening in our sewer systems, if they could pick up flu, COVID, because everybody has to pee and poop, you can't hide that from the government. You have to use a toilet. I mean, I'm sure some people could try to burn, you know, put poop in a bag and then light it on fire like we used to do to neighbors' homes, which I really don't get why we did that. I didn't particularly because I don't like touching poo-poo, but that was something that, you know, kids did in my age group where they would poop in a bag and then they'd light it on fire and leave it at a neighbor's house. I mean, I did Ding Dong Ditch. That I did. I did hopscotch using, you know, chalk on their sidewalk, and then they'd yell at me because it was their sidewalk. But I would never leave poo-poo. But, you know, being able to pick up things in the sewage system and then alerting the public going, hey, guys, it looks like flu's here, I think that is helpful. Personally, I think the average American should already know that, look, guys, you know, there's COVID. I mean, there were people that got COVID all summer long. Now we're being told we have more waves of COVID. Hospitalizations are up. But the numbers might be going down in the sewer system, even though the hospitalizations are up. Guys, it's September. We're going into the end of September. We're going to be going into cough, cold, flu season. Kids are back in school. Just expect there's something. Right? Yeah, do we really need to spend millions of dollars? Well, we do need more precise numbers. I opened the show saying we're going to probably have shortages of Tamiflu for flu again because people are calling telemedicine saying my COVID test is negative, so give me the flu medication. Well, if you do that and they don't have flu, you just wasted that Tamiflu. I can't tell you how many patients I saw calling in going, I'm still sick. And I see that some doctor gave them Tamiflu over the phone a few days prior. And I'm like, what were your symptoms? And it didn't sound like flu. The fever was mild. It sounded like COVID. And I'm like, these COVID tests don't always pick it up. Why did you waste a Tamiflu prescription? Go and get swabbed. Go and get seen. But nobody wants to go and get seen. So we're not going to have numbers. So we're going to have to look at things to get some metrics. And I do think we're going to have a very robust flu season. Probably not like before pandemic, but it's going to get up there. And I think people need to be aware, especially if they need to make a decision about vaccinating. If people don't think that COVID or flu is going to hurt them, they're not going to want to vaccinate. And that's a decision between them and their doctor. But if people are like, no, wait a second, I had a family member die of flu. I'm not going to mess around. You know, I have a friend of mine whose nephew died of COVID myocarditis. Well, that now makes COVID in kids a little bit more real for those individuals, as well as myself. I've also had a friend that had a reaction to a flu shot, and that doctor will never get vaccines again. So when you see these, when you have these personal cases, it starts to make you a little bit more concerned. Everybody has their own opinion, and it's not right-left. I know liberals that are anti-COVID vaccine. I know Republicans that were pro-mandates. I mean, it's not a right-left thing. But sometimes it gets personal. And when you see a child who is healthy come down with a heart issue from COVID and die, that kind of scares you. And I've said this from the beginning. I think COVID could kill, but it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, COVID is going to be nothing more than a cold. For others, it could kill them. And for others, it might just be with them for a long time, maybe even cause cancer. Maybe it's oncogenic. We don't know enough about it. And so my vote would be to try to avoid it. Once we found out you can't avoid it, get immune to it the best way you can, whether that's natural immunity or artificial with the vaccine. But try to build immunity to this because it looks like COVID is outlasting us. So, yeah, I am glad that we do have all hands on deck. No, but this is kind of what the CDC should have been doing all along. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. U.S. Customs and Border Protection closing Eagle Pass International Bridge on the U.S.-Mexico border due to an influx of migrants. The government giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to 4 tests through covidtests.gov.
Today, Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit Washington, D.C., holding meetings with President Biden, engaging lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon. Stellantis is laying off 68 employees, effective immediately as a result of the continuing strike. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners, I guess, had heard our discussion on to go to college or not, and had wanted to be anonymous, doesn't want necessarily me to play it on air, but to, you know, they have a situation where they have a child that is anti-college, doesn't really know what to do with their life, living at home. And they're worried about how to advise them and what to do. And they also don't want the child racking up a bunch of debt because they don't think the student loan debt is going to be written off. So what do they do? And, you know, again, I'm Gen X, so we've been very pro-college. We were infused with you got to go to college. If you don't go to college, you're not going to get a good job. And the millennials and the Gen Xs are a little more practical these days because many of them have degrees that don't mean jack diddly squat. But I still, at my core, think the more education you have, or the more certifications, the better. And so my vote would be do community college. Do the cheapest college out there and start getting colleges under your belt while at the same time working. Now, I work three part-time jobs while going to school. I mean, if there was an hour on Sunday or an hour on Saturday, I wasn't working. It was an odd day. After school, before school, in between classes, I would tutor, and I made sure to, you know, still be able to support myself. But that working made me reinforced, you know, that I didn't really want to work for a boss. I knew I didn't want to work in fast food much longer. I learned a lot. I actually was a hostess. Before I was 21, you couldn't wait tables till you were 21 because of alcohol. So I hosted. And for hosting, you only made about $4.15 an hour. It wasn't a lot of money. And there was a waiter named Luis. And he was 40 years old. Had a streak of gray hair. Really nice guy. Really, really nice. And I would see the money. He would be bringing home $100 a day. And I'm making only $4 an hour, but he was bringing home $100 a day. Because he was making, this was at a Mexican restaurant, he was making tips. And, you know, I grew up poor. And I had family saying, I'm never going to make it to medical school. I'm too dumb. And, so I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, look, I'm going to college. And I'm going to be, but man, I could be making that kind of money and I could be saving it and putting it away. And he told me, no, don't stay in school. Because you're going to be 40 like me one day. And I go, but you look great. You got energy. And he goes, I don't. I'm getting older. I'm not going to be able to make this money for long. And the restaurant could close. And who's going to hire a 40-year-old waiter? Now, yes, people do hire 40-year-old waiters. But he was right. The restaurant did close. And he was getting older. And he said, look, you're going to be 40 one day. Do you want to be hustling for tips? Or do you want to have a career? Now, little did he know that I would wait tables when I was in medical school. And I loved it. It was one of my favorite jobs. Waiting tables and working in an ER were my favorite jobs ever. And in fact, when Obamacare destroyed our practice, where no insurance wasn't paying, because they said, sorry, patient has deductible and patients weren't paying, going, it's a recession. Now, Obama hasn't fixed anything. That's 2014. And when we almost went broke, because we had the mortgage and we had to, you know, any money that did come in had to go to paying staff, I told my husband, let me wait tables. That was guaranteed money. I could hustle for tips, use my charm. Let me wait tables. And my husband was like, I cannot believe Obamacare would put us in this position where we are doctors barely bringing money in. But, so I ended up teaching. We closed, when I was offered a job to teach, I jumped on that, closed the office. So for me, I loved waiting tables. And I would have no problem that being a career. But the one thing I did learn, though, is when you have, you know, bad period cramps or headaches or back pain or whatever, it's hard to wait tables. And you do get older one day. And it hasn't really been until now that I became middle-aged that I learned, wait a second. Now, I kind of need a job where I have that flexibility because I can't see 60 patients a shift like I used to. I just can't do it. When I did ER, 60 patients, minimum. Boy, I had energy. People would say, man, they go, you're not going to have that energy much longer. And I'm like, I'll always have this energy. Well, they're right. I can't do it. I want to, but my body doesn't work that fast anymore. So my recommendation is we don't know what the future is going to hold. We have no idea. So many of us, you know, like you'll see these articles, how much money do you need to... how much money do you need to have to retire? And they even said millionaires don't feel comfortable. Not that we're playing a violin for millionaires. But things cost too much. The taxes are astronomical. We don't have control over our income anymore. We have a government that could very easily shut us down or say our job is essential or not. And so it's uncertain. So while any of our children or us have extra time on our hands, always improve your resume. Whether it's writing a book, whether it's getting certification, whether it's taking classes, whether it's learning another language, you need to be hireable. And everybody's forgetting, we're also going to be competing against robots and automation. Look at what's happening in California, where these McDonald's and these franchises that have, I think, more than 50 stores have to pay a minimum of $20 an hour for fast food. fast food, in order to have a dollar menu, is going to automate. They're going to have as few staff as possible and figure out how to make that work to save money. So, you know, how do you compete against a machine? Well, you got to think of jobs that might not be taken over by machines, but even medicine is. You bet your butt automation is going to take over medicine because patients want it. They want nothing more than to have a doctor out of the equation. When they want their Z-Pak, when they want their Viagra, when they want their pain pill, they don't want a doctor telling them no. They'd rather put in a computer their personal information, which they are. They're even putting pictures up of their genitalia just so they don't have to go to a doctor and they could use an online platform. I am amazed how people are trusting where they're putting pictures of their vaginas and penises in order to get a prescription over the phone. So whatever we thought that people wouldn't do, they're doing. Because they like the convenience of not having to go to a doctor. So they will, if they could bypass a doctor, submit information, and get what they want, they're going to. And if you have an AI-generated medical platform, because the government is going socialized and they go, hey guys, we could save money. So all of you with strep or flu or COVID, put in your symptoms and we're going to give you a prescription. You know what's going to happen. The government would like nothing more than an expensive six-figure nurse practitioner, PA, or doctor to be out of the equation. So what students should do is, one, try to, you know, see the writing on the wall. Try to be ahead of the curve and see which jobs are going to possibly be taken over and which aren't. Even though we have robotic surgeries, it's still operated by a human. So maybe things where you work with your hands. We're always going to need trades, construction workers, things like that. So maybe get that certification done. If you can, get a degree, whether it's business, communications, science. It doesn't hurt. It's better than you sitting home playing video games. And then get some real-world experience. Nothing improves you better for life than the real-world experience. And people ask me, what did I learn in college? I don't remember that much what I learned in college, but I remembered how to deal with a landlord. I remembered how to manage roommates and make sure the rent could always get paid. I learned how to get a car that had no air conditioning and that was cheap, and how to negotiate for it where I didn't have to pay finance charges. I mean, these are the things I learned. So get that kid out of the house and make that kid learn how to live on their own. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been asked, what is a situationship? A situationship. And this is barely a new term that a lot of the Gen Zs are using. God, my tummy's growling. I'm hungry. And the situationship is something that's kind of between a friends with benefits, hookup, booty call, and a committed relationship, but it's something in between. And apparently there are couples that are okay with it, where they're in some sort of a relationship, but it's not anything particularly substantial. So sometimes one of you might not realize you're in a situationship where you've been dating, you slept together, but you don't necessarily hear from them that often. You don't meet the family. You don't talk about the future. Because, again, it's not a committed relationship. You guys have something, but you're not necessarily going anywhere. Now, that situationship can turn into something, but oftentimes it doesn't. But the Gen Zs and the younger generation are not as quick to label a relationship. The baby boomers and the traditionalists, the ones older than the baby boomers, you either had to court somebody, go steady, be dating somebody, because monogamy was very, very focused and prioritized. So then when I started dating, you know, I'm like, well, we're together all the time, we're doing, okay, he must be my boyfriend. Nope. Guys did not like to be called boyfriends if they didn't want that label. We weren't with anybody else, but still, the labels fell apart. And so a lot of us Gen X's are like, okay, well, we don't label anymore. No. There's still a need for a label. Somebody still wants to know, what are we? What is this relationship? What are we? And it used to be, well, gosh, if you slept with somebody, then you're married to them. Or you are deeply committed. Now that people are hooking up left and right, it's a very, very, shall we say, a loose definition. So is it good or bad? Well, I get really nervous about people having sex without it meaning anything. I think once you take away the intimacy of sex, then it can alter, you know, your relationship. I think there's a lot of couples where they just lose not only the sex part, but the intimacy. And if you've basically just been kind of hooking up, you know, yeah, you can still fall in love with somebody, but I think it really does change the dynamic of things. And I think kids these days, rather than sex being a sign of our relationship has matured, it's gotten to a new level. We're going to make sure we keep each other safe. We're not going to give each other STDs because we're really intrusive now. We're going to use condoms. We're going to use birth control because we could possibly be making a family with this. We've changed the whole culture of you know, and sex is just something you do now on the first date. So there is no wonder that we have a new name called situationship, where you're in some sort of a relationship, but it's not the relationship in the older sense. I don't have to call them. I don't have to be there when their car breaks down. I don't have to be exclusive to them. They don't have to meet my mom. I don't have to always pay for meals. We don't even have to go on a date. Now, if that's what the person wants, if they enjoy that, great. But I think a lot of people might not be on the same page with that. Now, one thing that has grown over the last 30, 40 years are these close friendships that don't necessarily include the sex and intimacy. That's where Friends with Benefits then came out of. Like when you watch Friends, these are people that are close, they share everything, they talk about everything, they crash at each other's houses, but they aren't necessarily sleeping together until finally a few of them hook up and then they do. But you do have a growing trend of people having relationships. I'm sorry, I'm hungry, so my stomach's growling. I don't know why I'm hungry. You have people with relationships that are platonic. They're in other relationships. They're married. They're in exclusive relationships. But they have connections with people. Now, the old term for that was work husband, work wife, or my best friend, or whatever. And these are a little bit tricky. Because, you know, I've had friends where I'd give them a kidney. I mean, I only have two kidneys, and I have so many friends I love that if they need a kidney to get, I don't want to marry them. I don't want to sleep with them. I got my husband. I love my husband. But there are people in my life who I really, really love and I really respect. And you know, whether they're a girl, guy, whatever, they are friends for life. And I couldn't imagine my life without them. And I love their kids. And I'll be there no matter what. But you have some individuals who look at that as, and again, sorry, oh, my stomach's growling. You look at that as a situationship where you are okay having a relationship with somebody because you work with them, you're close to them, you have a lot in common, but you're not going to cross a line. Can people do that? Is that realistic? Can you not cross a line with somebody you work with? I believe you can. I've done it. But do I believe the average person can? I don't know. You know, and people say, well, they're doing that because they're lacking something from their spouse. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if somebody does, let's say, advance a situationship or whatever in that respect, it's because they want to. There's something about that one person they want. And we've tried to get away from married people who have been cheated on to think there was something wrong with them. When I had women in my office bawling that, you know, they let themselves go after the baby. No, it's not your fault. Somebody somehow put it in your head that infidelity was because somebody became unattractive. No, if somebody's not loyal to you and doesn't love you, I mean, I got to be honest, when you have a loved one giving birth, they're not very attractive that moment in time. You're going to see stuff that you never thought you would see. But you love that person, and that person gave birth to your baby, yeah, you're going to be with them. But if infidelity means the love isn't there. And if somebody cheats, that means it's not what the spouse that got cheated on was missing. It is the person who cheated, I guess, doesn't know how to love. And so, you know, I think we have a society that wants to label things, and you have a lot of people that don't know where they fit in that label. So my recommendation is, if you don't think you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, don't. I understand there's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of pressure to be dating, and you don't want to be single. So you're like, well, I better get married, because if not, I'm going to be single. No, that's not a reason to get married. That marriage is going to end in divorce. If you don't think, you don't see yourself being with that person for life, don't be with them for life. Okay? It doesn't make sense to date them and then dump them 5 years later or 10 years later. It just doesn't make sense. But also realize that you're not going to get your cake and eat it too. If you want somebody who's going to be booty call, that's not for everybody. And eventually, you know, you are going to have to make choices and make commitments depending on what it is you want. And so, you know, people say, well, make sure everybody sows their oats. I don't know about that. I don't think sowing your oats is enough, because I think you could still meet somebody you love later on in life. I don't think you're going to meet everybody you could possibly meet when you're younger. But the truth of the matter is we have new definitions now of what relationships are. And it's not the typical you're either dating or you're not, or you're committed or you're not. And we have a lot of fluidity with it. And when you don't have two people on the same page, it could be a problem. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free free kit and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.